Humanized that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Open mine eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Love of my life, I am crying, I am not dying, I am dancing, dancing along in the madness. There is no sadness, only a song of the soul, and we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along, and we can sing for...
I would like to invite you to a soul level encounter. Music has an incredible ability to proclaim the soul's language beyond what mere words can speak. That's what we seek as we invite our guests to share their song of the soul. You will hear the music that has charted the steps of their spiritual journey, that has provided a touchstone in the soul's dark night, and sung the heart's awe and joy when come to the light. Over the next hour, you will be a witness and companion to our guest's spiritual path and sacred testimony. Welcome to Song of the Soul.
Follow your heart, love will find you, truth will unbind you. Seek out a song of the soul,
and we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along?
I'm pleased today to welcome Jane Truscott to Song of the Soul. Jane and her partner Jill attend the First Baptist Church of Eau Claire. Jane, I'm so glad you could join me today. How long have you been in Eau Claire?
Just over 2 years.
And where were you before you got here?
I was in Florida for 7 years, South Florida.
Obviously, your accent is not German, nor is it Irish. Where do you come from before that?
Adelaide, Australia.
Till what age?
30, and then I was bitten by the travel bug and decided to travel overseas. I've been traveling for the last 18 years.
But you've settled now for 2 years here in Eau Claire. It sounds like maybe we've caught you. I don't know. I'm not sure that this is the weather you're used to from back home.
Well, actually, I spent several years in Canada, so the winter weather here doesn't bother me at all.
You're connected with the First Baptist Church. I don't imagine over in Australia they have American Baptists. What's your history with...
I grew up Church of England, which is High Church of England, which was very similar to the Catholic Church. And so the service was basically word for word, except that the Catholics were still saying Holy Ghost, and we had already changed to Holy Spirit. But after I left home and joined the military and I was traveling around Australia, I gave church a miss for a while and went my merry way to, you know, discover myself and my sexuality and come to terms with a lot of different things. And so I didn't think that I had a place in the church.
When did you find a place?
I was in the military for a while. I worked for the Department of Defense in Australia, and, you know, there was a lot of drinking and partying and things like that. And when I was 29, I decided that I really had a problem with alcohol and that it was really destroying my life. So at that time, a Salvation Army officer came along, and she kept pestering me to come to church, and I said, oh, no. And not realizing that actually that the Salvation Army was first and foremost a church, you know, I thought they were a social organization. So eventually I decided that I would go. I went a few times, and it was about the third or fourth visit when I was in the church, and I heard the song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And I felt that that song was actually talking to me personally. And before I knew it, I was walking down the aisle to the front of the church to kneel, and I went down and the officer came up and was praying with me, and that's where I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Have you been associated with the American Baptists before?
No, actually. I went to California in 87. I wanted to study Bible or theology, so I ended up going to Assemblies of God Pentecostal College. So I was studying there, but I was still in the Salvation Army. So I went to Winnipeg because they had the Catherine Booth Bible College, and it's the only Salvation Army Bible college in the world. So I was studying there, studying theology, when the Gulf War broke out in 91, and I was asking, well, what about the peace gospel of Jesus Christ? And the Salvation Army were unable to explain that gospel to me. And I felt sure that the war was wrong or there must have been better ways. And so I parted. I left the Salvation Army and I actually joined the Mennonite Church. It was the Mennonite Brethren Church. Now in Canada there's several different conferences, and the Mennonite Brethren was one of the more progressive conferences. At 30 years of age I was baptized, full baptism in the Mennonite Church, and I just felt that God had called me to that, that I had to make a change in my life.
I'll ask you some more about those things just later on, but let's get to your music. The first song you've chosen is O Holy Night, sung by Celine Dion. Why'd you choose this? What's your connection with this song?
It's one of my most favorite Christmas songs because of the actual music and the words of the song. It's such a celebration of the Lord, and it just really touches me. Celine Dion does an absolutely wonderful job of it. And I play it throughout the year. I don't save it just for Christmas. I play my Christmas songs throughout the year. People sort of think that I'm a bit strange, but the Christmas season is so short, and we don't get to listen to these words every day, and it is a celebration, so why shouldn't we play them more often?
So now we'll listen to O Holy Night, sung by Celine Dion.
His holy name rise.
So, Jane, we're going to go right now to another song by Celine Dion, a song also with Andrea Bocelli, and it's called The Prayer.
Yes, they do a beautiful rendition of this song. The prayer is asking God, you know, to be our eyes, and it's singing about peace. It's just such a beautiful combination of both their voices. When Andrea sings, he sings, well, they both sing with so much heart, but his contribution of that beautiful tenor voice just gives me goosebumps. It makes me feel that this is another praise song, a beautiful song to honor and glorify God.
So now we'll listen to The Prayer, sung by Celine Dion and Andrea Bocelli. Next, you've chosen something by Stephen Curtis Chapman. I haven't heard him before. It's called I Will Be There. Why did you choose this song for your Song of the Soul?
This song speaks to me personally because I am gay, because I'm a Christian. I just felt that this is my song to my partner, that God has blessed us both. God brought us together. God has blessed our relationship. And no matter what, through the ups and downs, even if the sun doesn't shine tomorrow or doesn't rise, that we will still be there for each other.
Is it difficult being gay, being lesbian, in Christian churches in the United States?
Absolutely. It's very difficult. Although in Florida there was one church, a Presbyterian church down there, that was very progressive and accepted everybody. And so we were worshipping down there, and that was wonderful. It was more difficult in Eau Claire trying to find a church that was accepting. When I go to visit a church, if I like the church, I sit down with the pastor and I say, well, I'm in a relationship with Jill and we're together, and will I still be able to function as a full member of the church? And first pastor said, no, I wouldn't, that I could worship there, but I couldn't have any responsibilities. And I'm a guitarist, and I like to play the guitar and sing worship songs and sing political songs, folk songs, and I wouldn't have been able to do that in that church. So he suggested going to First Baptist, where Pastor Joanne Jewett is, that she was more open. And so I met with Joanne and told her up front my relationship and my Christian walk, and would this be a place for Jill and I to worship? And she said yes, so thank God for that.
The song going from Jane to Jill, I Will Be Here by Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I will be here to watch you. lifetimes are made for years. So I will be here, we'll be together. I will be here.
I think, Jane, that most people know Pachelbel's canon. You've chosen a cello section.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier that I had realized that I was an alcoholic and that finding Christ actually helped me through a lot of that. But part of growing up in a dysfunctional household was this deep, deep chronic depression that I was suffering from. And, of course, alcohol was just a medication to get me through. And then working in the nursing field with long hours and burning out. There was a dark period in my life about 4 years ago. I was burning out. I was having a nervous breakdown, basically. I had gone back to drinking, working long hours. And it all came to a head. I was sitting in the car after work, and it was a rainy, dismal, rainy afternoon, and Pachelbel had been playing, but this cello song came on. I couldn't get out of the car. I couldn't move. I was just, my heart was breaking. This cello piece was playing, and it was like every cello stroke and every drop of rain was just my heart pouring out. I was sobbing endlessly. I've never felt so helpless and hopeless in my whole life, and I was thinking about suicide. Well, I wasn't thinking. I knew that that was the only way that I had left to end the pain that I was experiencing at the time. I just sat there deciding that this is what I was going to do, but I just had to get motivated. I couldn't move at that point. I was just sobbing and sobbing. My heart was breaking. It was then, after I listened to this song and then the canon played after in guitar, I just all of a sudden felt God's presence. I didn't feel elated, I didn't feel better, but I just felt the warmth of God's presence.
It is so powerful to rest in the arms of God. So this is Pachelbel, cello piece. Next piece, Sila. Why did you choose this piece?
They're a brother and sister combination, and because I struggle with depression and I was having a bit of a rough time, I mean, even though I'm a Christian, I still struggle with my own condition, and this particular time it was up here in Eau Claire, and I was struggling about what to do as far as career-wise. Things weren't really working out. I was feeling quite depressed about it, and I heard on the radio Sila singing Press On, and the words just touched my heart. And I just felt, wow, they're singing my song. That's my life, you know. And so I had to race straight off to the Christian bookshop and ask them if they had that song. And they did, and I bought the CD. It's just a powerful song that, you know, no matter what your situation is, just press on in Jesus' name, no matter what.
My reaction to a lot of Christian music is it doesn't really champion a lot of the values that I hold. You mentioned difficulty finding peace or affirmation of different sexual identities, all that kind of thing. You've been able to find a fair amount of Christianity which also encompasses your values and experience?
Not really. That's been the sad thing. Like the song with Stephen Curtis Chapman, I Will Be Here, he's obviously singing that to his wife. I just put myself in the place of these people. You know, it's sad that Christians have this view about us, but at the same time, I know God's plan for me, and I know that God has blessed our relationship. It is very uplifting that through all the darkness around us and these bad feelings and the hatred that we experience, that there's different music, not necessarily Christian music, but there is different music out there that relates to us. For example, the next song would be Godspell, By My Side, and that talks about, you know, you're walking through this struggle and you may have a pebble in your shoe, but there you are by my side. Whatever you walk, whatever path you take, you walk with Jesus, then you're going to be led in the right way.
The next one we'll listen to is by Selah. It's called Press On. And we'll go directly from that into a Godspell song called By My Side.
Press on.
Chosen a second Godspell song, Jane. It's called On the Willows. It's not one I recall. What's it about?
That is about Christ being nailed to the cross. Godspell, for the most part, is very uplifting, and even On the Willows there, it's just acknowledging the pain, the suffering, you know, but putting it in modern-day terms, because I never want to forget the price that Christ paid for us. There are other songs about the cross, but this one is probably a little bit on the lighter side.
This is from Godspell. It's called On the Willows.
On the willows there, we hung up our lives for captors there required of us songs, and our tormentors on the willows there. Our lives for our captors there required of us songs, and our tormentors murmured. Of those songs of Zion, sing us one of the songs of Zion, sing us one of the songs of Zion.
was there. We hung up our lives.
The next artist you've chosen, Amy Carroll Webb, I also do not know of. We're going to be playing I Come From Women. Tell me about this song.
Amy Carroll Webb is a singer-songwriter down in South Florida. She won a national competition a few years ago with this song, I Come From Women. And I think that she has some connection with American Indians. And she sings this song with the drums, the native drums, I Come From Women, acknowledging that women give birth and that she came from women and she's part of their struggle for freedom, part of their struggle for peace. It's just a song acknowledging what the majority of people don't acknowledge. Women are often overlooked, women as the birth makers, the peacemakers. It's really mothers and sisters are the bread life of a family.
We're going to listen now to I Come From Women by Amy Carroll Webb.
I come from women who gave up their power. I come from women who gave up their name. And I come from women who know nothing ever stays the same. I come from women tender as roses. I come from women strong as stone. And I come from women who know no one ever walks alone.
The next piece you've chosen is quite interesting. Tell us about it.
TIDUS. They are an Aboriginal women's group in Australia, and I had the privilege of being at a concert there on Australia Day, January 26th in 2000. My partner and I went to travel Australia for about 6 weeks. I wanted to be there for Australia Day because that's my most favourite holiday of the year. So we went along to this concert kind of celebration. Well, actually it wasn't. It was a commiseration by the Aborigines. It was held by the Aborigine people, and it was called Survivors Day for them. We were celebrating Australia Day, but they celebrate the fact that they survived, that they weren't all murdered by the English soldiers and the farmers that came over 200 years ago. So we went, and we just were able there, especially the women, we were able to mix together and just celebrate. What TIDUS talk about is their people, the love they have for the land, the love that they have for peace and for justice too, which they don't see justice in Australia like white people do.
This song is Inanna. Can you tell me what Inanna and maybe TIDUS mean?
TIDUS means sisters, and Inanna is an Aboriginal women's song, but it's a sacred song, and they will not tell white people what it means. But I can tell you that whenever we go to their concerts, everybody knows the words to it. Whether we're pronouncing it correctly, I'm not sure. But people love to sing this song with TIDUS.
So this is Inanna, sung by TIDUS.
Inanna kapuana, Inanna kapuana, ula, 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 epi, epi. Guana, 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 guana,
Jane, you've chosen another song by TIDUS called Stop All Your Fighting. What's it about?
This is another song that TIDUS wrote because there's so much hate and violence in the world. There's so much fighting. And so what they're saying is stop all your fighting. Go out and play. It's how you live. It's what you do and how you give that really matters. You know, we are responsible for the way that we live, for what we do in this world. And I think that it's overlooked. A lot of people just overlook that and are very blasé about the whole affair. In fact, we have to be fully conscious of that to save the Earth, to be peacekeepers under all circumstances. We don't have the right to take another human being's life.
How do you feel about your service in the military when the military frequently does take lives?
At the time, I wasn't a Christian, but also we understood in Australia that we don't go over to fight another war. When I went in, it was like Vietnam was gone, and I think that Australians really believed that if we were involved in another war, it would be when somebody attacked Australia. Fortunately, it wasn't Iraq, you know, when I was in, because otherwise I would be over there probably, and that would not be good. I would not go. I carried a weapon or a rifle, but I've shot rabbits for food, and I can't shoot kangaroos, though. And I certainly, even then, even as an 18 or 20-year-old, I really would find it very hard to take another person's life. But now, certainly not. It's not even a question.
stop all your fighting and get out and play. Forget your whining, you've got your freedom to say what you want, how you live, what you do, how you give.
Skin of their teeth, for what they want and how they live, what they do, how they give.
That was Stop All Your Fighting by Titus. Okay, we get to the Dixie Chicks, those co-Texans, along with our American president. Why'd you grab them for your Song of the Soul?
Because this song is my expression and my experience of what it is to be in a gay relationship, committed relationship. You know, even though people may laugh at you or talk behind your back and have all these preconceived ideas about you, no matter what, I will be there for my partner and I will take care of her in sickness and in health. And we're part of this world and we will enjoy life.
So let's listen to a beautiful song of mutual commitment called I Will Take Care of You, sung by the Dixie Chicks.
Times are hard and rents are struggle through another day, then I'll take care of you.
The last song you've chosen, Jane, is I'm Moving On by Rascal Flatts.
This is another song that is my life. I chose it because I love listening to it. I love singing the words because it's a confirmation that I've got to the point now. Things in my life are just fabulous as far as my depression is well under control. With medication, I've been sober for coming up 4 years. I just feel that God has really removed the desire for alcohol. I don't have thoughts of suicide at all. I just ask that the Lord would remove that as well. Because, you know, I've got to move on. I can't keep living in the past. And I had significant counseling that has helped me move past, move on, and deal with the past so that I can start to function as a normal human being. And I'm so grateful that I am healthy and happy right now. And I'm also grateful that, Jill, we've been together almost 10 years, and this is moving on away from the past onto bigger and better things.
So this is I'm Moving On by Rascal Flatts.
On my demons, finally content with a past I regret. I found you find strength in your moments of weakness. For once I'm at peace with myself. I've been burdened with blame, trapped in the past for too long. I'm moving on. I've lived in this place and I know all the faces. Each one is different, but they're always the same. They mean me no harm, but it's time that I face it. They'll never allow me to change. But I never dreamed home would end up where I don't belong. I'm moving on. I'm moving on. At last I can see life has been fill up on my way out of town. I've loved like I should, but lived like I shouldn't. I had to lose everything to find out. Maybe forgiveness will find me somewhere down this road. I'm moving on.
Thank you, Jane, not just for sharing your song of the soul, but for your witness, your courage. I know it takes a lot to be a gay person in so much of society. I know that confronting your personal abuse and rising above that really only happens with God's help. And I thank you for the example you've given us of someone moving on.
Thanks very much for having me.
Song of the Soul is produced by Mark Helpsmeet. If you'd like to share your Song of the Soul with the listeners of WHYS FM radio, please contact me via my email address, helpsmeet@usa.net. That's helpsmeet@usa.net. And please join me Sundays at 11 a.m. for Song of the Soul.
You can be happy, letting the light will heal you, and you can feel you, and sing out a song of the soul.
And you sing this song, why don't you sing?